Thursday, we began the sugya of Einis Begid. And we sort of jumped right into the middle of it. And I know that some of you had a bit of a hard time with the cheshbonos that we made. What we'll do today is we'll go with this mahalach. We're going to start. We'll start with the Shtikl Torah, and then we'll go back to the Gemara. Because it's always easier to learn a nice Geshmak Shtikl Torah, and then plugging it into what's going on in the Gemara is sometimes a bit difficult. The discussion the entire thing we're talking about revolved around one nidain, which is really a svara, the shayla of Einis B'yayim Achrei. Einis B'yayim Achrei means if you have a person who has a certain amount of time to do something, and he leaves it for the last day, and the last day he's an Einis. Einis B'yayim Achrei, is that considered an Einis, or is it not considered an Einis? That's the nidain. And we have a klara psak in Yerideya, in Hilchos Nedarim, where it talks about someone who made a neder to do something. He gave himself a few months to do something, and he left it for the last day. And on the last day, he was honest. He got sick the last day. He couldn't do whatever it was that he pledged to do. So there's a machlokes in Yerideya, Simon Reish Lamed Beis. The Ran Shita was that onus b'yayim achrayim is onus, is an einus. And the shita of the Sefer HaAguda was that einus b'yayim achrayim is not an einus. That einus b'yayim achrayim is a peshaya. So it's a machlaikis. There are two shitas put down in Yerideya by the Ramah. If onus b'yayim achrayim is or is not considered an onus, I think we could see two tzadim to it. I mean, on the one hand, you shouldn't leave things for the last minute. On the other hand, people always leave things for the last minute. So do you consider that to be a peshaya or not? I mean, he left himself enough time, just something came up. So it's machlokes d'Ran and the Aguda, but it's totally in Svara, so we could clear. But we're going a step beyond that. The Ketzais brought a raya to the Ran, it's a kasha on the Sefer HaGuda, from the halacha where we paskin yesha in this begin. We paskin in our sugya that when there's a get, yesha in this begin. And we'll see in a minute, or a few minutes, how that plugs into the Gemara. But the halacha is that if somebody gives a get on the condition, if he doesn't come for a certain period of time, that he's an einus on the last day. If he's an einus on the last day, so we paskin that it's a good taina, that you consider to be an einus, even if it happens the last day. Now, assuming the ketzais is right, we paskin that way, and of course he's right, we'll see Mr. Shem from the Gemara. But comes out that it's a beferish Gemara, or a psak from the maskana of our Gemara, is beferish like the Ran, and it's shmer on the Sefer HaGud. And the Ketzais Taka says it's shver, and he passes like the Ran, and the case closed. What we have to try to do is to understand how to answer the kash. Because on the one hand, the Sefer Aguda says that if you leave things for the last minute, you're a Peshaya. And on the other hand, our Sugya, according to the Maskodas HaSugya, is that Yesh Einus, that Einus is a good time, even the last minute. So our Sugya is a stira to the Shita of the Aguda. Because the Shita Aguda says that it's not considered an Einus, and our Gemara says that it is considered an Einus. So that's the problem. That's the problem that we have to resolve, and as I said, there are three separate Mahalchim in how to resolve it, and there are really many more. There are more approaches, but these are the three basic, the Nesivus you have to know, because it has to do Pshat. There's some Seifa. I'm choosing to speak out because it's very mustaber. And the Reb Chaim, I'm speaking out because in yeshiva you can't go without speaking out Reb Chaim's teretz. Reb Chaim's Reb Chaim. Rabbi HaYeshivas. So even though it would be nice to just have one mahalach, but we have three different mahalachim in how to resolve the problem. And I'll try to make it. It's not simple, but we'll try to make it as simple as we possibly can to try to work it out. Okay. The first mahalach was Nesivus. Nesivus's mahalach was, in a nutshell, Daguda says if you leave things for the last minute, you're an Inus. You're not an Inus. Daguda says if you leave it for the last minute, you're not an Inus. You're a Peshaya. That's not an Inus. He's right. You're taka not an Inus. You're not an Inus. Emes. I, our Gemara, Sakhi Desivis, our Gemara, the reason you're off the hook if you get sick the last day, is not because you have a taina of Inus. It's not because you have a taina, I'm an Inus, Inus of Anapatra. No. The reason in our Gemara you're off the hook is because in our Gemara the person made it tonight. He made it tonight, I'm giving you this get, I want to think it over. If I have 12 months to think it over. And it's an Anan Sadi. It's an umdina. It's we understand his intention is that it should be up to him. It should be totally up to him until the 12 months. At the end of the 12 months, he's going to decide what to do. So there's an umdina of what he meant. He meant clearly that on the last day, he'll decide if he wants to come or not. And if the last day he wants to come and he can't get across the river, so he means that's not considered in Laibasi. He means that then it shouldn't be a get.
So
what? Why do
you need a kiss around? Or do you want to just use a kiss? Or you just decide?
Well, if he just decides that it's Pshita, there will be no Shaila in the Gemara. If he just decides I don't want to come, it will be Pshita. The Gemara's Nidain is, do we assume that that's his intention? And the Halach is, we do. We assume his intention is to leave it up to him. That was his intention, that it's Kiddush. That even though he didn't say it, he could argue with me. He could say, what do you mean? He made it tonight, he's got to stick to it. So it's a Kiddush in the Gemara that we base our Psak Halacha on what his Umdina is, what his Umdin Das is. So that's why in our Gemara, in effect, we say, Yesh Einis, that he has a good Taina of Einis, not because Einis is a good Taina, but because it's an umdana that he did not mean to include this case. Even though you don't leave things for the last minute. But we have an umdana that he didn't mean to include it in that case. So, I'm going to do this to try to make it simpler. I hope it does. Because we're going to have three Torahs. And basically, in a nutshell, we have a Shaila of Einis B'Anachrayim. Einis B'Anachrayim. And we have Yaguda, who says that he's a Peshaya, that Einoy Einis. And we have Agimara, that seems to paskin that it is an Einis. That you get off the hook with Einis, right? This is the Ksaisis Kash. This here is the Ksaisis Kash. So we're going to have, as I said, three mahalchim. The Nesivus is gather is that the Aguda says Einayinis, it's true. It's Einayinis. And that's true over here also. Here also, there's no kind of an Einis. Why over here, if he's an Einis, he gets off the hook? So the reason he gets off the hook is because of the Umdendaita. Okay? Or the that's what makes it have a din like an Ignis. Okay? This is the Nesivus Tevetz. Okay? That in our sugya, it's not an Ignis. It's not because you have a Xeris HaKosov of a Lanar Alaysas HaDavar, so you're off the hookers of an Ignis. No. That's not Pshat in our sugya. Pshat in our sugya is that there's an umdan in his das, and that's why he's off the hook. Now, the Sivis says, 1 minute. If because you have an umdan, he's off the hook, by Nidorim, say the same thing. Say, he's the one that made the neder, and since he's the one that made the neder, he should get off the hook, because it's an umdan that he didn't make the neder on das, that he'll get sick the last day. So I mentioned to you Thursday, the answer to that is Dawada by Nadarim. By Nadarim, if you want to go with an Umdin and his Das, you need Ataras Nadarim. That's the parsha of Ataras Nadarim. In Achinami, if I go to a Rav, the Stam of the Rav will be masking to be Mata Neder. That everyone would agree. The Ram would agree also, if you're Mata Neder, so the Neder is off. But it's talking there without Ataras Nadarim. Without Ataras Nadarim, you're not off the hook. So this is what we spoke out on Thursday, the Mahalach of the Nesivis, that the Aguda sticks with his Shita, that's not an Ayus. And Asugya is based on a totally different Hagdar.
Why can't you make a nether with the Tanai?
You could make a nether with the Tanai.
But he has to say
no. If he said it, he doesn't need a Tanai. If he says, I'm going to do this in 12 months, if I don't get sick, then he doesn't need Hataras Nadar. But he didn't say.
Just Das alone is not enough.
Das is not enough. A person is totally in Dibur Hatem. Tell me what you say, otherwise you need Hataras Nadar. Some cipher has a teretz, which seems to be, as I said, a very mistavridic teretz. Some cipher is here on the Gemara, in the Sugya. And some Seif actually has a few terutzim, but one of his terutzim is very oilala das. Some Seif says that in certain cases, it's the Torah wants you to do the thing that you said you'll do. You said you'll do something within 12 months. It's the Ratzon HaTorah that you do. You made a neder. You're going to do something within 12 months. It's the Ratzon HaTorah that you do it. Of course, you made a neder. Of course you're supposed to do it. Where it's the Ratzon HaTorah that you do it, you know I'll leave you for the last minute. If the Rabbi Shalom expects you to do it, this is one of the Tayyar Mitzvahs, so that you don't leave to the last minute. That's what the Aguda says. That's something that you're supposed to do. Don't put off to the last minute. You're not an Ayus. In the case of the get, he said, this will be a good get if I don't return. Is it totally in any of the mitzvahs that he should come as soon as possible? Is it a key of mitzvah he should come as early as he can? No. He has a choice. He can either decide, I will come or I won't come. The Torah allows him to give a get. There's no mitzvah lagdume. There's no mitzvah to do it as quick as possible. If he wants, he cannot come at all. So the Aguda would say, when do I say you have to do it right away? When it's mitzvah lagdume. When there's a mitzvah to do it as fast as possible. Like if you make a neder, you swear you're going to do something. So if you go to a rav, the rav will tell you, do it as soon as you can. Hurry up. You made a neder, make sure you do it. Masha'ekin, in the case of a get, there's no mitzvah lagdume. There's no mitzvah to do it as fast as possible. And there, the aguda is maida, that there's a tiny of an ayinus. We must have the keteretz, I think. It's very oilal adas. What he's saying is, you can leave things to the last minute if it's a Dvar HaRishus. You can leave things for the last minute if it's a Dvar HaRishus. If you have a thing that you would like to do something, you'd like to take your car for a car wash, you can leave it for the last minute. You do it, you don't do it, who cares? It's you and yourself. But if it's something you're supposed to do, if you're doing something because you're supposed to do it, something you're supposed to do, don't leave for the last minute. Don't wait till the last second to do it. You know, you don't start cleaning your house for Pesach on Bedikah night. Something you're obligated to do, so you have to start earlier. You know, that's not an onus. It's not an onus to start doing something you're responsible to do. You start earlier because it's mitzvah lag dume.
He sets up. He's setting up the amount of time in which he has to get it done. It is his rishus to give this woman a debt if he's not free to.
That's right.
At the same time, he says, look, I have 30 days to get back here. He first wakes up on the last day, starts coming back. He can't make it in the town on the last
That's
day.
Not honest. That's not honest. If he travels 30 days away and it takes 30 days to travel back.
No, are we saying that it takes 30 days?
was saying that it takes 1 hour to walk back. And he gave himself 12 hours early, he started walking. And now he can't cross the river. Every day there's a bridge here and the bridge is down, or every day there's a boat here and now the boat is stuck on the other side.
So it's not considered a problem because of the fact that there's something that's just... You said yourself, you made it tonight, you have 30 days to come back.
That's right.
You can't fulfill it tonight because the last minute you woke up and decided to come tonight.
If you're 30 days away and you made it tonight, so you have to start walking 30 days earlier. It's possible. I don't think there's any debate about that. There's no debate. The debate is where something outside of you causes the itis, not where you cause the itis. You wake up 2 seconds before, and it takes 20 minutes to walk there, and you say you're an honest. That's no havamina. It's when outside factors cause you to be an honest. That's the whole discussion. That's the whole circuit. The person gets sick, or the paskei mabra, he can't get across the river. It's the whole discussion, you see. If he be an itis the whole 12 months, if he makes a neder that within 12 months I'm going to go someplace, it's 2 days away, then he's sick the whole 12 months, everyone agrees in itis. It's a shayla of itis be a matter.
See, the
nesivis? Nesivis holds, it's a question of adaita dahachi, that was his geder. It's a separate geder, very different than the chasam sefer. The two totally different things. The Chasam Sefer says totally if you're supposed to do it, and there's nothing to do with the Nesivis. The Nesivis just says we shots up your das by Hilchus tonight. Well, that's the Gemara at the bottom. Alright, so this the Chasam Sefer's Mahalach. As I said, to me it seems the most Mastavridic of Mahalach, except we'll see how it works. So we have in the Chasam Sefer, he says, the good is talking when it's mitzvah lab dume. And the Al-Sugya is talking when there's no mitzvah. Okay? So, Mahalach. Now we have the third and the last Mahalach that we're going to discuss, which is Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim has a very lamdisha Mahalach, a very lamdisha Philip. Once you have, you'll see that it's a davar hamistavet truth. Chaim says that there are two types of tanoim. There's one type of tanai where the main thing in the tanai is the time. The Zman is the main point of the Tanai. And the thing you're going to do within that period of time is secondary. I'll explain what that means in a minute. And there's some type of Tanayim where the main thing is the thing you do, and the Zman is secondary. I'll give you an example. Let's say a man gives his wife a get. He says, look, I want to think it over for 12 months. So in Basi, in Lai Basi, it depends if I return in 12 months. Now, is Basi the main Nakuda? Or is coming the main Nakuda? Or is the Zman? The main point he wants is to have Zman to think it over. If he, let's say he would have said, in 12 months, I'll send you a registered letter. So tonight, if I send you a registered mail. Will be exactly the same thing. Because the point isn't, I come, I don't come. The point is, I'll decide by 12 months. The point is that 12 months from now, I'll decide. Let's say he would have said, if within 12 months I blow a whistle, it means it's not a get. And if I don't, it is a get. It'll be the same thing. A funny thing to do, but it's the same exact thing. The point isn't, I come, I don't come. I do get across the river, I don't get across the river. That's not the point. The point is, he wants time. He wants time to think it over. In our Gemara, the main part of his Tanai is the Zman. He needs time to think this over. He needs time to think it over. Someone's offered a job. So he says, you know what, give me, I want a week to think it over if I should take the job or not. So I'll get back to you in a week. So the point is that he needs the time to think it out. Of course, he says, I'll get back to you. I'll call you in a week if I'm interested. But the main point of the condition is time. He needs time. That's what's going on in our sukkah. He needs time. Now, if you need time for something, you need time to think something over. If your whole reason you're making it tonight is you need time. So now, could we say, why'd you wait to the last minute? Why don't you do it right away? Those words don't make sense. I said I need a week to think it over. So you come back, you say, why didn't you call me the first day? Doesn't make sense. My whole condition was that I need time. I need zman. If the condition is that I need zman, I need time to do it, so then there's no timer that I waited for the last minute. Because that was my whole kavana. My whole kavana was, give me yud beis chaydish to think it over. Give me time to think it over. So there's no time that you should do it right away. You follow me? What am I saying? What kind of time is that you should do it right away? I told you I need a week to think it over. I told you that right in the beginning. So if the main point of the condition is zman, then Agud is not agrees that you're an einus even if you wait till the last minute. There's another type of tanai. There's a type of tanai where you have to do something. There's something, you want the thing to be done. The ikar is the thing. Somebody asks you, please, whatever it is, please paint my house. So you tell the person, look, give me, I'm not sure when I'll get around to it, so give me a month. I'll do a few within a month. So the point here is the thing you're doing. Now it's true, the time is part of the tanai. I'm not saying it's not. But the main thing is you're obligating to do something for the other person. You're obligating yourself to paint this house. You're obligating yourself. You make a neder. You say, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, this year I'm going to do it. You know, within a year, one time this year I'll get the yeshiva on time. That's your Kabbalah Rosh Hashanah. So now, what, the ikar is the year? The ikar is the Kabbalah. You made a neder that you're going to do something. You're going to do something. So you have to do the thing that you've said you're going to do. Now I'm not sure if the Aguda holds you have to do it the first day, or the second day, or the third day. But the point is the thing you're doing. You made a neder, I'm going to do so and so within a year. The year, it's true, you gave yourself a zman to do it. I'm not saying there's no zman. But it's not the ikar. The ikar is the thing you're doing. You're makabel on yourself to do a good thing. So if you're makabel on yourself to do something good, so you have to do it as soon as you can. That's the main thing. So, Dr. Chaim, there are two types of tanoim. Daguda is talking, Daguda and the Ran argue in a case where the Tanai, the Iker HaTanai is the Maisa, is the thing you're going to do. If the Iker HaTanai is what you're going to do, so you do it right away. Do it as soon as you can. You do it to, somebody promises his wife he's going to do something. She's nudging him to do it. I promise you I'll do it within a week. So you're supposed to try to do it immediately. If you make a neder to Rabbi Yishalayim, you're supposed to do it immediately. It's not, the ikar is not this man. The ikar is the maisim. So Aguda says, don't leave it for the last minute. It has nothing to do with Asugi. Asugi, the ikar is not if he comes or doesn't come. The ikar is, he wants to decide if he wants it to be a get. Coming is an indication that he wants it. But the coming is not the ikar. The coming across the river is not the ikar. It's not the main thing. He could have said, within 12 months, I'll let you know. That would have been the same thing as saying, I'll come. Happens to be, he said, I'll come, and now he can't come. But the ikar is this man. So what we're saying, or Reb Chaim is saying,
is that the... Is it the get? The divine agreed to this also?
What?
The divine agreed to this also?
No. So the Ran is not Mechala. The Ran holds that in all cases, he's an artist. Okay, so here, the Ikar HaTanai is the Maisa. So Tzedekah tonight is the Maisa Rav Chaim holds that the Magudah says you're not a Vayus. And here, the Ikra Tanai is the Zman. And when the Ikra Tanai is the Zman, so of course you're entitled to wait for the last minute. What's the Shaila?
Tefillah
should be the Maisa. Oh, that's something to get to then. Okay, good. That's the next step. All right, these are the three different Mahalchim. I want to bite in one shot, but you, Chazi, you'll see each of them is a mahalach that's has certainly Reb Chaim's thing is mistaber also, and the three separate mahalchim and how to deal with Eidus B'yai Machray, and all these are pshatim in the shita of the Aguda. Of course, the Ran holds Eidus B'yai Machray is always considered an Eidus. This is all a hesber in the shita of Aguda. Any questions about the three pshatim before I go on to the next step? Okay. Now the next question, yeah.
Sounds like this says that reason might be a mitzvah.
It's the same idea as reason magdim ul mitzvahs, except that by reason magdim is when the Torah gave you his man. So there everyone agrees it's supposed to be a zaris. Here, when you created his man for yourself, it's really the same. If you're right, it's the same thing. It's a type of Zrizim HaGdimim. It's a mitzvah to do it as soon as possible. So Zrizim HaGdimim. Now, the question comes up as the next step. How would we paskin the case of tefillah, of davening? Well, you have a person who is an onus, a bona fide onus, to daven at the last minute. He had a whole afternoon to daven mincha, and shkia is whatever you hold, let's say sekechav or shkia, but let's just say, for argument's sake, shkia is 7:15, so he's planning to go to a 7:10 minyan or a 7:05 minyan, and he'll daven mincha. And let's say he had an opportunity to daven mincha earlier. He's in a city with the earlier minyan, he's in yeshiva, he could have davened earlier, but he left it for the last minute. And then, at the last minute, he's an onus. He's an unquestionable onus. He's a doctor. He gets called for a sakana case. Or hatsala, this shayla comes up. Somebody on hatsala left mincha for the last minute. He gets called away on a hatsala case. So, is he considered an onus? Or is he considered a peshaya? Now, again, I'm talking where he could have davened earlier. There could be cases where he was working. He didn't have an opportunity. Let's say he could have davened. Could have easily davened the earlier minyan, but he left it for the end. Is that considered, according to the Sefer Aguda, is that considered, according to the Ran, there's no question. So the Ran holds, onus b'yai machrein is an onus, according to the Ran. Even if you leave things for the last minute, you know, so the Ran, I guess, is the popular shita that everyone, you know, likes to leave things for the last minute. But the Aguda says, no, you don't leave things for the last minute. So, according to the Aguda, what will we say? Nafgamina, of course, is that a Pesheya cannot dive into Tfilas Tashlum. If someone's a Pesheya, he can't dive into Shemin Esrus and make up for it. An Onus, or a Shaygeg, could make up for, if he misses Milchei Kedai, he has Tashlum, and he can make up for it in Marah. But if someone's a Pesheya, then he's Lo Yuchal Iskai, and he has no way of being Misaki. So what is the Halach in such a case? So in order to figure that out, we have to go through all three shitas. Well, we have to go through the Sivis and the Chasam Seif and the Reb Chaim. And we have to decide, according to each one, what the halacha would be. So let's just add a column here. And we'll say, all right, tefillah. Okay? Tefillah, so what should be the din? So we have to answer like this shita, like this shita, like this. Okay, so let's make a cheshbon. According to the Nesivis, what will be the din? If you leave davening for the last minute, what should be the din? Shea, why? Because he really says, we pass the name Ayanus always. Our Gemara is different, there's an umdin. There's an umdin, and that's what he meant in the Tanai. By davening, it doesn't depend on any umdinis. kulai, what you are you an oidus or not?
So according to him, you're not an oidus. That's what you come out. Okay?
Skip the Chassam Sefer for a minute. Let's go to Reb Chaim. According to Reb Chaim, what should be? According to Reb Chaim. What's that do in the Bishop Chassidish? Chassidim also have a zman. They just told them, it's a kechav. It's not that Chassidim don't have a zman. They don't have a zman, so they hold you down or whatever. 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 72 minutes, whatever they hold, they have to, they also have a zman. Some Chassidim also have a mitzvah, the dafka do it the way the literature wouldn't do it. But, well, what's the Kreiter Reb Chaim, what should be? What? So it's also Peshaya. Why?
The way I understood the this man is that there's an interest in keeping the time on the top. You want to, there's an inherent reason to keep
Rabbi Chaim said that our Gemara is because you purposely gave yourself time to think it over. Hashem came by Nedarim, where the Iker is the Maisa. Certainly, Davening Iker is the Maisa.
So also, it should be Ein Ayonis. Now, why would you say according to the Chassam Sefer?
This gets tricky. Chassam Sefer ready. Why would you say the Chassam Sefer? Huh? What? It's mitzvah like dume. It's mitzvah like dume. Does everyone agree with that? Huh? Let's say within this man that that's the chalukei days. But so you're saying davening is also mitzvah like dume, which means that like the some cipher. Should be again a three in a row. Well, three should hold the Inayonis, right?
But he can do anything he wants in here. It's his choice. Yeah, but
so is it a mitzvah like dume davening as soon as possible? It's not a mitzvah like dume. If you're in shul, you're sitting in shul Shabbos afternoon. They have an early minyan for mincha. So is it a mitzvah to try? All right, if you're sitting and learning, you don't have to start your learning. But let's say you're standing, let's say you're in a simcha. Sometimes you go to a bar mitzvah and it schlaps, and after the suda, they daven mincha. Is it a mitzvah lag dume to daven early? Or it doesn't really matter? So, what would you say? Certainly, if you say it's reason like demon, it's also mitzvah lag dume, which means that we would have. If it's mitzvah lag dume, so this would be three in a row. You would also say Ein Ayonis, right? Because
it's a mitzvah lag dume.
And Memela, there's no nafkamina, according to all three, and the Chassam Sefer says this, he says Ein Ayonis. And Memela, like all three, it would come out that this Hatzalah guy, who assuming he was in a situation where he could have davened earlier, and then he gets caught up the last minute with an honest gomor. So now he cannot daven filas tashlumin because he's a pesheya, even though he's doing a big mitzvah. It's also nefashis. But afal pikein, ein ayonis. Now that's what it says in the Chassam Sefer. Would you be chuyev? To look, I don't think, let's say, it depends. Let's say somebody has a job. So certainly, if he's in his job, to not go and daven earlier, that's not considered pesheya. If he has responsibilities, it's not. That's why I'm trying to choose a case where he could have done it. You can't call him pesheya for not leaving his job early, or for not for failing to shirk a responsibility. If he has a responsibility, he has to keep his responsibility. But, the problem is that we paskin in our Achayim, Siman Kuf Ches, that onus b'yayim achray, an onus at the end of the day, is considered to be an onus. So it seems like all three pshatim have a problem. It doesn't fit with the Shulchan Aruch. But Yeshua Hashem keherafayim, in the Magin Avram, in Siman Kuf Ches, he says, this psak, that we paskin by davening, that it's considered an onus, follows the Ran, and it's not like the Sefer Agudah. which means fakeret, that it fits very well. He says it follows the Ran and Dagudu Vitakahol Hinananus. But the Magen Avraham learns that we're paskining like the Ran, which is fine. From our Gemara, Da Sefer Agudu had to fit into our Gemara, because it's a Gemara. It doesn't have to fit into Siman Kuf Ches and Shulchan Aruch. So Siman Kuf Ches is going like the Ran, not like the Aguda. So therefore, it's true that like the Aguda, he's an Einai Anus. But the Dan, he's an Anus. And therefore, it would seem to fit. So everything smooth. You know, the only Ha'ara I have is on the Chesav Sefer, because the Arai is that by davening you're allowed to wait for the last minute. So the Feresh HaHalacha in Hilchos Avelos, that if a person becomes an Einay, like Elenu, a relative dies, let's say a relative dies 8 o'clock in the morning. So he can't daven? He could have davened at 6. But he didn't. They davened later. So he becomes an Einay at 8. And by the time they finish the Kfura, it's already the afternoon. So it says Mefurish that in Halacha that by Shachris you're allowed to wait till later. Since you're allowed to wait till later, he's considered an Anus and he could daven Tashlumin. It says, but by Mariv it's a mitzvah like Dume. Because Mariv is something where people fall asleep. You leave it for the last minute. People fall asleep, so it says in Hilchos Avelos that Mariv, it's a mitzvah l'adume, it's a mitzvah to do it right away. Shekin Shachris, it says beferish, you don't have to daven Shachris or Milchah as soon as possible, you could wait. That seems to be not like the Chesam Sefer, that's sort of my ha'ara on this whole thing. Everything seems to be a nice, neat package. All three mahalchim in the sugya, and this just doesn't seem to fit. My name is different, why? The question is, should he have davened earlier? Some argues with that in Hilchos Avelos too, but then.
It wasn't his laziness, it was a lot of his laziness.
No, but why didn't he daven at 6 or 7? Why did he wait till 8? Some Sefer says, you're allowed, I mean, it says over there in the Pesach Chum, Hilchos Avelos, you're allowed to wait. Shabbos and I can't wait past this man, but for this man. But this is not a Kabbalah. Undid is only when he's Makabal something on himself. The Torah puts it on him. Right.
8 o'clock
is the last. How much later than 8 could a person daven already?
8:30.
Because now his Makriya Shema is 9, so. What? She today, the Yeshiva daven 8:30. She could go off late. No, but this Makriya Shema is like 9 o'clock today, so he can still daven 8:30. Beyond that, it's certainly a pesheya. Someone who davens at a time that he doesn't make his migration. Right, so these are the three mahalchim and oynis v'yemachrayim. This is everybody has shtiklachan. This Rav Shmuel, and the Rav Shmuel has a piece on it. The Stipler and Kilesiachiv Simon Beis has his own mahalach on this. All the svarim have an arichus. These are the three basic shitas. In honest be enough. Now back to Agimara. Agimara says, and it gets complicated because the Gemara starts with the word ain't oinus begin, which means oinus is not a good excuse by git. Ain't oinus begin. However, the maskana on the bottom of the yamid is that really it would be yesh einus begin. Just is a gzeira otu prutzais and snois. Which means in svara yesh einus begin. But we made a special gzeira here, that's why ein einus. Now, somebody could tell me, what's this whole shir about? All these mahalchim. Maybe our Gemara has nothing to do with einus begin achrein. It means he was sick the whole 12 months. Maybe Agamari didn't get sick at the last minute. He got sick the whole time. Who says it means he got sick the last minute? Who said the Hok Tzais, Basivis, Chasam Seifer, Kain? How do they know? How do they know that Agamari is talking got sick at the end? So what the Tzais means to bring a raya is from the Lashon Agamari. And this is where it got a little complicated, because yesh makim lebal din lachloi. But look at the raya of the Gemara. The Gemara said, mehoditnan, harei ze gitech em loy basi mekan vat shnayim asa chaydish umeis b'sar shnayim asa chaydish ein eget. Meis hu de ein eget, hocho la harei ze get. The Gemara makes a deal. That when mechaliti meis is ein eget. Chola is harei ze get. So chola is talking that he got sick, and harei ze get. Now, first, two things. First of all, could it be that he was sick the whole 12 months, and it's a diuk for meis? Those who say meis ain't I get. Hachala harei ze get. What's the case of meis? Would anybody in their right mind say that pshat in the braisa in the Mishnah is harei ze kitech and lo basim mekam shnayim asachaydish umeis b'soich shnayim asachaydish means he died the first minute of the 12 months? She died any time in the Shnayim Asachaydish. And we're comparing Meis Udein again, Hachala Hariz again. And after the Teretz, it says, Laila Meim Allah Chala Nami Yen again. We're saying Meis Vuhadil Chala. We're comparing Meis to Chala. If you're comparing Meis to Chala, it must be that just like Meis is any time in the 12 months, the same thing Chala is any time in the 12 months. That's the Ketzais' diuk. This is why he draws it out from this Lashon HaGemara. Stifler says he could have made the diuk, the same diuk, from the bottom of the Yamid. It says, Beferish, Osa Besoif Tlas V'yayimim, Paskim Avim. It says, Beferish, Osa Besoif Tlas V'yayimim.
It means he died and was considered dead. Also,
so you think, but he died when? Right away?
Let's say right away.
If you are telling me that din, and you meant to be Mechalik, if he died right away, it's one way. If he dies later, the din is different. You wouldn't say umeis b'seich shnayim asa chaydish. You would say umeis miyad. You would say umeis. Umeis, and he died. But umeis b'seich shnayim asa chaydish implies he died any time in that span of the 12 months. That's it's all the same din. Memeila, it's a diok cholotu. It's true that in the bottom of the Yomid, it's a better diok. And the stipler, right, when he brings the ksais, he says, who had in, he could have brought the raya later, but he brought the raya from the beginning of the sugya, like the derech of the mafarshim is the first point in the sugya, it's a raya, and they bring the raya. So that's the raya. So the Gemara says, v'hi gufa kamashmalon de'en get la'achar misa. That's a parsha for itself. There's a concept of ein get la'achar misa. Just briefly, why is there no get la'achar misa? What does ein get la'achar misa mean? It means the man says, gives his wife a get, and he wants it to be chal after he dies. Why would a person do that? Only for yavam reasons, right? Normally, who cares? If you're dead, your wife can remarry. If she has a get, she can remarry, right? Nafkamina. That's why Rashi keeps on sticking in yibum. You learn the Rashi, you see. Rashi keeps on sticking in yibum. Why does he keep on sticking in yibum? Because what's the nafkamina? If it's a get or not a get. Only enough kamina for Yibum. The Rishash points out that it's a second nafkamina. What's a second nafkamina? Second nafkamina, if you're an almana or a grusha, is if you can marry a kayin. Because a grusha is not allowed to marry a kayin. A divorced woman is not allowed. If it's a good get, she cannot marry a kayin. And if it's an almana, she's permitted to marry a kayin. Not a kayin gadol, but she can marry a kayin. So why does Rashi keep on sticking in Yibum as opposed to the Nafkamina of Kahuna? So the Rishash answers that in Masechtas Gittin there's a concept of Reach Get. Reach Get means it smells like a get. Which means, Mina Taira, a Grusha who had a good get, can't marry a Kayin. Midrabanan, even someone who had a Reach Get, smells like a get, people might think it was a get, also can't marry a kayin. So he says that Rashi sticks in Yibum because even if you say, Yesh Einis Begitten, you have a good excuse, you were an Einis by a get, so you gave a get, if I don't come in 30 days, and you got sick, you didn't come, but it's a Reach get anyway. She'll still be not allowed to marry a kayin, because even if it's not a get, and she's an almana, but there's a reyach get. You gave her a get with a condition. And the condition, you weren't honest. She's telling you in the sugya. It's a reyach get. It still sort of smells like a get. There are people who think it's a get. After all, she was makabel a get. So he says, that's why this Gerusha is not a nafkamina, and the nafkamina is the case of Yibum, and that's why Rashi keeps on mentioning Yibum. So, Frank the Gemara, so Kamash Malan, there ain't get la'achar misa. I was going to ask you, what's the svara? Why is there no get la'achar misa? Why can't you give a get after you're dead? Huh? Why? Right. Dead people can't give guests, but he was smart enough to give it when he was alive and say, I want it to be chal after I die. So why can't the get be chal? Because she's not married to him. Is that the reason you would say? Why is the get not chal lachar misa? What? Because they're not married. That's what I would say. You can only married people can give a get. If somebody's not married, he can't give a get. I agree with you, I would say that. It's funny that Rashi says slightly different lashon. Rashi says, at the end of Rashi, Zegitech, Rashi says, because Eina Yochel Agarish. Because a dead person can't do it. Dead people can't give get. Rashi says they're not married. Rashi says, Eina Yochel Agarish. Someone makes a shliach to give a get for him and he dies. So, no, you can't give it to him. Any dead people can't give get. So Rashi doesn't say because they're not married. Rashi says because dead people can't give get. I'm not sure why Rashi says that. For now, I'm just going to point it out, and we'll let's go on with the main subject. What? He was not some biyada. He just made it tonight. He should be chali if the next if I go.
It's nice. It's like a long
time. Yep. So the problem is that 30 days from now, what? You can't do it? Or they're just not married. Unmarried people can't give gittin. That's what I would think. Maybe. Could. But is that the reason? Or the reason is because unmarried people can't give a get? Okay. We'll leave that for now. We'll see if we have time. We'll get back to the sugya ben get lachamisa. It's not the main sugya. It's already beferish in the reisha. No, dilma lafukim in the Rabbi Seinu the time. Rabbi Seinu itiru ali nasei. Barmina man Rabbi Seinu. Who are the rabbisai? Rashi explains they hold if you write a zman in the get, zmanei mechiachalav. We'll learn in Yitzhashem the Taisus who explains it. Am Rabbi Yudah Mishmuel beidina de sharu mishcha. Beidina de Sharu Mishcha means it was a bezin that was matir shem and akum. Where it says in Avodah Zarah that when Chazal asked Yayin akum and Cholov akum and Bishul akum and Afias akum, they also asked it originally shem and akum, the oil of a guy. But they saw that the tzibur couldn't be aimed in this, so there was a beidina de Sharu Mishcha. There was a bezin that is bigger than the original bezin b'chachma v'minyan. So they had the power to abolish the Gezerah, so they became famous as Beidina de Sharu Mishcha. Gemara says that they didn't want to, after they got the name Sharu Mishcha, they didn't want to pass in too many more kulis. Everyone will say that they're big mekilim. So they got this started to get nervous. Gemara says that. But at any rate, it was like a famous thing that everyone was knowing this Chumra, and this person was Sharu Mishcha. Anyway, Sabalak Rabbi Yaisi Damas Manshashtar Mechiachala. Elamei Seifa. So this is all the one long raya, which we say is not a raya. The Gemara shlugs up. The nida in here that we have to work on is the havana, what's going on here in the sugya. And again, any sugi of Tanayim gets a little complicated. That's why Bedavka want to introduce it now at the end of Seder, so you should have time to get confused and straighten out your confusion before Shia tomorrow. But it requires a certain amount of work, because otherwise, guaranteed confusion. If I just start talking about it, you're definitely going to get confused. What's our Gemara's case? He said, this is a get, if what? If I don't come. And he was on us to do what? He was on us and he didn't come. Notice he was onus to make the get good or not good. To be mekayim the tnai, not mekayim the tnai. The onus forced him to not come, which means to make it a good get. So he was onus to be mekayim his tnai and to make it into a good get. So Agamara says, you don't make things into a good get through an onus. I mean, that's basically the nidain of the sugya. Is that considered onus or not? Again, the main halacha is yesh onus, and the secondary halacha, the thing is that there's exam of tznuis and prutzos. But basically, that's the nidain of asur. We have to start to declare what would have happened if the opposite would have happened. He wanted it to be a good get. He wanted to not come. He wanted to not come. He wanted it to be a good get. But his wife's brothers were very upset. They didn't want him to be divorced. So they came across the river and they pointed a gun at him. And they carried him across the river. He's kicking and screaming that no, he wants it to be a good get. And they forced him to come. Is that case better or worse than our case? How would you compare it? A little confusing to try to compare, because you really have to sit down and think it through. On the other hand, we could have another case. Harei zeh gitech, Agamara said, harei zeh gitech if what? Im loy basi. It's your get if I don't come. What happens if he would have said, harei zeh gitech im basi? In other words, this question I'm asking you, Shtelza Chavek, where they forced him, they carried him across the river, you could have two cases. You could have the Gemara's case, said him loy basi, and the other people wanted, it shouldn't be a death, so they carried him across. Or you could have a case where people forced him across the river because they wanted it to be a good get. They said, this should be a get if I do come. And they carried him across. So I think it's confusing, right? We're going to have to be down on that, and it's not a Zaitika Shiloh, like a separate Shiloh to the Sugya. Thursday, beginning of Shir, I told you two ways to learn the whole Sugya. And Sai, what we talked about here, and Sai, what I'm talking about now, is connected to that. So basically, what you have to do for tomorrow is to fill in the blanks in the Shiloh. You have here a case. Basically, this can separate the form we had here. So Agamar is Harei Zagitech im Harei Zagitech im Loibasi, right? Okay? And he was forced to not come. Okay? So you have Neras for Loibah. Okay? That's Agamar's case. So we're going to pass in that he's an itis. Okay? That's why we're going to pass in. Then Gara is here the loy basi nenas uba. What's the din? Okay. And then you can have Hari Zekitech in basi. And he was nenas loy ba. Or you can have the same thing, he was nenas for loy ba. Nenas uba. I'm just confused. Okay, these are the four fillings that we have to fill in for tomorrow. Now, this Shaila is in the Shita Mukubetzes, B'Shem Dera'a. I would recommend, though, it's also in the Mishnah Melech, in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchas Mechira, Halacha Aleph, the second paragraph. He's done the Shaila. This is all a shitas hara'ah. Our sugya, I told you when we started, we have two mahalachim, the ra'ah's mahalach and the sugya, and Rashi's mahalach. And the ra'ah is done on these shaylas, what the din would be. He makes chivukim, he's machalik. So first, there are really two jobs. First job is to understand what he says, this psak. I think without a piece of paper and charting it out, it's almost impossible to get a clarkite. I mean, Some people get a klar kad. I, without a piece of paper, find it very hard to get klar what he's saying. Then if we figure out what he's saying, we have to try to understand the svaras hadavar. Once you figured out what he's saying, so you look in the Kilos Yaakov, Simen Aleph Ois Aleph, where he explains the svara of the Ra'ah, which is the Mahalach. We're going to use the staples Mahalach in understanding the Ra'ah. And once we understand the Ra'ah, we'll be able to hopefully get a klar to start in the sea.